Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on May 5 regarding George Bahamonde, B-A-H-A-M-O-N-D-E. George Bahamonde is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his left leg at work on 4-2021, but he slipped inside a ripe room, R-I-P-E room, at work. Appeared the floor was wet and slippery. Appeared he slipped twice on two different days. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be diagnosis of a torn meniscus and arthritis in the knee. Appeared he underwent surgical repair for this on 8-2-21. Appeared he has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Bahamonde was seen at WorkNet on 4-28-21, period. He reported he slipped at work 8 days ago and felt a pop in the medial aspect of his left knee, but a similar injury happened 3 days afterwards. Period. He's no longer having any pain in his knee, but was having a tightness and burning in his left calf and left hamstring. Period. He had not sought any medical treatment prior to this visit except home care. Period. He was noted to have no swelling to the left calf where his subjective complaint of pain was, but there was no ecchymosis or tendinitis palpation in the left lower extremity. Period, full range of motion of the left ankle and left knee. Period, he walks with a non-antalgic gait. Period, he was diagnosed with a left calf strain and left hamstring strain, for which he was initiated on conservative measures. Period, on 5-5-21, he reported 0% improvement. Period. On 5-11-21, he underwent an ultrasound of the left lower extremity. MAPS failed to identify the presence of deep vein thrombosis. Period in the paragraph, he returned to WorkNet on 5-13-21 to review those results. Period, he was advised that he could continue working full duty, but to contact the clinic if his symptoms worsen. Period, he also was referred for physical therapy and provided with a knee support for compression of the left lower extremity. Period. He remained symptomatic over the next several weeks. Period. Paragraph, a left knee MRI was done on 6-11-21 to be inserted here. Period. His last visit with the physician assistant at WorkNet was on 6-17-21 when he was referred for an orthopedic specialist consultation and continuation of therapy. Period, new paragraph, Mr. Bahamonde was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 6-25-21. Period. They discussed treatment options and he elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, this was accomplished on 8-2-21. To be inserted. Period, Mr. Bahamonde followed up postoperatively through 11-2-21. Make that, 11-2-21. Period, upon exam, he had retropatellar crepitation but no significant effusion, although there was slight fullness. Period, he had no tenderness at the medial or lateral joint lines. Period, his quadriceps tone was improved and there was no collateral instability. Period, a corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee, period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and could continue working regular work duties, period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the left knee, medial joint line, but there was none on the right, period. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbus sacral. He ambulated with an unreproducible limp. And make that an unreproducible limp on the left, but was alternatively physiologic with no antalgia. Appeared to change positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees, complaining of left knee tenderness. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 4/20/21, George Bahamondi reportedly injured his left leg at work when he slipped on a wet floor. Appeared he did not seek treatment for this until presenting to WorkNet on 4/28/21. Appeared on that occasion he also reported a similar event a few days after the first. Appeared they initiated him on conservative measures for his left calf pain in particular. Appeared an ultrasound on 5/11/21 failed to identify deep vein thrombosis. Appeared in paragraph. He remained symptomatic over the next several weeks and underwent a left knee MRI on 6/11/21 to be inserted. Appeared he was then seen by Dr. McAlpin, who performed a corticosteroid injection. Appeared surgery was later done on 8/2/21 to be inserted here. Appeared he followed up postoperatively through 11/2/21 when he was cleared for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Appeared. New paragraph, the current examination, found he ambulated at times with a physiologic gait and at other times with an unreproducible limp on the left. Appeared he could squat to 75 degrees with left knee tenderness, period. He did have full range of motion of the left knee with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the left knee, medial joint line. Appeared provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, period, and that is the end.